Does someone have pizza in here? I could have sworn I just caught a whiff of pepperoni.
A delivery guy did come by earlier, but I think he delivered a pizza to the opposite side of the building. I don't smell anything.
I can sniff out pizza anywhere.
He'd fit right in with African elephants, Don. Scientists recently found that along with using their trunks to breathe, communicate, and lift objects, they also use them to sniff out their preferred foods over long distances.
Well, Yael, sounds like a useful skill when you can't just order delivery.
Scientists in South Africa collected 11 plants they knew wild African elephants ate in the wild. They knew that elephants really liked 6 of those plants and weren't as crazy about the remaining 5. For the first experiment, researchers hid plant samples in 2 black plastic bins and observed which plants the elephants picked. When one bin had a preferred food and the other had a non-preferred food, the elephants tended to pick the bin with the preferred food. They had a harder time choosing when the choice was between 2 preferred foods and 2 non-preferred foods. In another experiment, researchers placed the elephants in a Y-shaped maze that had a different plant sample at the end of each 7-meter arm. The elephants always made their way toward their preferred plants. Even when the 2 samples were close on the scale of preference, they chose the one they liked better.
Well, I can't beat that, but I'm going to see if I can do some foraging of my own.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.